tape.
Unmanned drones like this US Predator are being used with increasing frequency in fighting terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda. A recent analysis by the New America Foundation estimated drone strikes in Pakistan and Yemen since 2004 have killed up to 3,238 militants. Civilian deaths were estimated at up to 368. Professor Christopher Coker of the London School of Economics is author of Warrior Geeks, How 21st Century Technology is Changing the Way We Fight and Think About War.
There are six American bases, four in the United States, one in Germany and one in South Korea, and that's where most of the drone strikes are launched from. And there is, of course, a chain of command. So you spend about 8 hours looking at the screen day after day, and occasionally you get the command to actually fire.
The New York Times newspaper reported Sunday that Pakistan is allowing US drones in its airspace in return for targeted killings of Pakistan's enemies by the drones. The Pakistani government strongly denies the allegations. The US government did not comment. The drone strikes have prompted street protests in Pakistan. Arif Niazi is a lawyer in Islamabad.
These ongoing attacks are blatant aggression, intrusion into our country, and a violation of our sovereignty.
Marco Rossini, an expert on international law at the University of Westminster, says the legality of current drone strikes is murky.
You know that most of the strikes are now allegedly carried out by the CIA and their covert operations. So we don't know why, who, and when an individual is put in the targeted list.
And Christopher Coker says there's a difference in the rules of engagement between CIA drone strikes and those of the military.
The military can only actually take out someone if they know 100% that it's a bad guy. The CIA will take you out on the basis that your behavior leads you to suspect or leads them to suspect that you may be a bad guy.
Supporters of drone strikes point to high-profile successes, such as the strike that killed Al-Qaeda's then-second-in-command, Abu Yahya al-Libi, in Pakistan last year. But there's been controversy about the use of drones against US citizens suspected of joining terror groups. CIA Director John Brennan addressed the issue at his Senate confirmation hearing in February.
I think any American who did that should know well that they, in fact, are part of an enemy against us, and that the United States will do everything possible to destroy that enemy to save American lives.
With most NATO ground forces withdrawing from Afghanistan at the end of 2014, analysts say drones could play a bigger role in the West's fight against terrorist groups. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.